The Astros trying to stay hot heading into the postseason, playing in Texas. Justin Verlander making his fifth start with the Astros. Jose Altuve entered with 199 hits, and he came up in the first looking for another milestone.
There goes Springer. The pitch is a base hit to right field. Springer will get to third. Jose Altuve with his 200th hit on the season, four consecutive seasons. And the Astros bench shows their love for their MVP. Fastball eat lately, too. He gets Chu there on the first strikeout of the game. Swing and a miss. Verlander picks up a strikeout as he works through a first and third one-out situation. 1-2 pitch, foul tip, swing and a miss. Odor now 0-for-16 in his career against Justin Verlander. In three starts and one relief appearance. Correa deep to left field. Will it stay fair? This ball's gone! Carlos Correa matches his career high with his 22nd home run. Also did it in his rookie year in 2015. He is 3-for-3, and the Astros lead this game 4-1.
How did he hit that? How did he keep it fair?
I think it surprised him. He stayed at home plate for a while, not thinking that ball could be fair. Springer high fly ball center field. DeShields all the way back to the track, to the wall, looking up, gone! Grand slam! George scores four as number four hits his fourth grand slam of his career. And the Astros breaking this one open. It's now 9-2. Carlos with a ball in the right field, bidding for another. Yes, he did! Carlos Correa, can you be any hotter? Back-to-back home runs, seven hits in the last two games. He drives in two more, and the Astros in double digits for the third straight game in Arlington. It's 11-2. Starts for the Astros Saturday and Sunday is to be determined. There's a pickoff and the game's over. Middlebrooks picked off to end the game at second base as Correa snuck in behind him.
Houston is now two wins away from their second 100-win season in franchise history. After the game, A.J. Hinch, the skipper, spoke.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to think it's routine, and it's not. It's really hard to do. There aren't many guys in the league that do it. There's certainly not a lot of guys in the league that do it back-to-back, and then back-to-back-to-back, and then 4 years in a row now. We've said over and over again how special he is, how important he is on our team. It's fun to be a part of. I know, you know, he wants it badly, I think more so for others than even himself. So it's cool to be a part of it. Pretty impressive, just the way we swung the bats, the way, you know, we played some defense, we pitched well. You know, it looked like had a ton of energy. We were out to win these games. We did. Just really proud of our effort and proud of our execution. And we also got a lot out of it because we could get some of the guys off the field, off their feet, got everybody involved. It was an incredible series. They're fine. I mean, I think they're getting some pitches to hit and not missing them. They're using the middle of the field a little bit better. I like Correa going oppo, George going oppo, the biggest part of the ballpark. I mean, look, they're our guys. And they might go through a little lull here and there, but I don't think anyone should doubt the fact they're going to show up when we need it.
Verlander is very much in the discussion to be the Astros' number one starter in the postseason. He spoke after another victory.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my best, but these guys made it pretty easy on me, scoring that many runs. Obviously, pitch efficiency wasn't as sharp as I would like, but, you know, to go six innings, two runs, and get the win, you know, feels great. Obviously, the one thing I would have liked to have done is gone deeper in the game, you know, at least seven, but that's just kind of nitpicking a little bit.
Altuve continues his charge towards the American League Most Valuable Player Award, and he spoke about another 200-hit season.
I feel really happy, you know, I think about the reaction of my teammates and the dugout. That was, the best part of the day. You know, they felt really happy for me. And, you know, in the end of the day, I'm playing and I'm getting hit for them, you know, for my team. And, you know, it is very special, especially this year, because, you know, 200 hits and we already clinched. We're going to the playoff. Everybody swinging the bat good, so, you know, I really appreciate everything that they have done for me.
What was the reaction of your teammates when you got back to the dugout?
You know, they were like, okay, finally, and start clapping, and, you know, they stand up, and I love it.
Springer's grand slam was the fourth of his career, and he spoke about another lopsided win.
I'm trying to get the guy in from third. You know, I understand, there wasn't anybody out, so, you know, my job is just to get the guy in from third, and then, you know, anything after that is a plus.
Tony Kemp finished the game 3-for-5 with a couple of runs and a couple of RBIs, and also spoke afterwards.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. Just a small part on a big team, and especially what Jose did today is unbelievable, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, and especially what Justin Verlander did today, dominated the strike zone and makes defense easy. And, 1-9, whoever's in the lineup that day is contributing in a big way and showing on the field.
The Astros head to Boston on Thursday to close out the regular season. It'll be Brad Peacock and Edwin Rodriguez in the series opener.